Now we're going to talk about hate crime and hate-related incidents, which are increasing in Ireland and are probably still underreported, according to Gardaí. The latest figures for 2024 show race is still the most prevalent discriminatory motive, and just under half of all incidents last year occurred in the Dublin region. Once again, hate motives were evident in a variety of reported crime incidents, including public order, minor assaults and criminal damage not by fire. Murder, threats to kill or cause serious injury have also featured higher last year. We're going to talk through the figures now and the Garda experience on the ground with Garda Chief Superintendent Pádraig Jones. Chief Superintendent, good morning.
Good morning.
Can you briefly just define what we're talking about when we talk about a hate crime or when we talk about a hate-related incident?
Yeah, and I suppose, Mary, just to reiterate what you said at the outset there, is that any remarks that I make, I completely understand that hate crime is underreported across the country, and we'd hope and encourage that we can convince people to continue to report to us and have faith in the Garda Síochána to progress those investigations and support those people that make reports to us. But you're quite right, yes, anti-race is the main topic that we see, followed very closely by nationality and then anti-sexual orientation. So really, when we talk about hate crime, it can be any criminal offence motivated by hate. So any of the what were the 9 discriminatory motives are now under the new Hate Offences Act, 8 discriminatory motives, such as ethnicity, nationality, sexual orientation, and quite a number of others.
And it's noticeable in the case histories that you have published in the release of the data for 2024. You know, you've given examples which seem to be quite common examples of workers in perhaps in supermarkets, in fast food outlets, taxi drivers suffering harassment.
Yes, and I suppose to dispel the myth that it's something high level, it's the lived experience of people and usually people from diverse minority backgrounds that come to Ireland that contribute to our workforce and contribute to our social life, that they find themselves at the end of these comments as they work. So something that's reflective, and as you've seen there in some of the case studies as well, how people are just verbally abused. And I suppose even at its most simplest, you would hope and expect that people would treat others the way they'd like to be treated themselves.
What should people do if they witness what they believe is a hate crime or a hate incident? And what should people do who are the victims of such incidents?
Well, firstly, we'd encourage them to report it to An Garda Síochána. We are willing and able and there to support people who want to come forward and report it to us. We also have a network of over 580 trained Garda diversity officers across the country. And the names of those diversity officers are published on our website. We update it quarterly. And they are really there, regular guards who just have this additional upskilling and briefing to be able to engage with minority communities to address issues of concern, to reassure them, but also to provide equity in their access to policing services. So that's certainly one way in which we'd encourage people to contact us. And also, we have developed an online and a third-party referral process. So we appreciate that people that come to Ireland from other countries may have a distrust of police for certain reasons, and that distrust carries over to Ireland. So we've engaged with a number of NGOs and CSOs to develop third-party referral process. So basically what we will do is, if we receive a report of a hate crime from that or from the individual through the third-party referral, we will take that as an actual crime or an actual hate incident, and we will commence our investigation.
Chief Superintendent Pádraig Jones, thanks for joining us on Morning Ireland this morning. 27 minutes past 8.
Let's head to Spain, because power was out for almost all of yesterday across the whole country and in Portugal. Millions of people without power, so that meant trains being cancelled, shops, restaurants, homes all plunged into darkness, people stuck in lifts, ATM card payments wouldn't work either. Stephen Bergen is joining us. He's a journalist based in Barcelona. So Stephen, is the power all back at this point across both countries?
Just about 99% is the official figure. Here in Barcelona, well, in Catalonia, everything's normal except we don't have any trains. Although there is power, there's something wrong with the tension on the lines, and there are no regional trains. The metro is working, all the other public transport's working around the country. I think the trains are now the only things affected, and presumably there's a whole backlog of about 2 billion emails to be answered. It was a very strange experience. It just made you realize how utterly dependent we are on electricity. It was impossible to do really anything. I managed to dig out an old radio and went and bought the last batteries in Barcelona, I think, and to listen to the news. It was like going back in time.
Yeah, we're starting a campaign here for the return of the wireless, so the maintaining of the wireless in people's homes is very important, particularly at this time. And we're still none the wiser as to what happened, are we?
No, the government's official statement is they're not sure what caused it and they're keeping an open mind. It seems extraordinary that an entire country of nearly 50 million people plus another 10 or 12 in Portugal should be, that it all could go out at once, that it's so centralized. But so we've no idea whether it was some bad management or a hacker or whatever, but it was certainly a very bizarre experience. And to see, basically everyone's instinct was to go home because the schools shut and the shops shut and the streets were just full of people heading, looking for buses or simply just walking home.
And we heard earlier in the programme from Madrid and the person there we were speaking to said everyone remained very calm. The roads, which are generally quite chaotic around Madrid, even without traffic lights working yesterday, it was all pretty okay.
Yeah, it was good. It was an atmosphere of sort of bewilderment, but completely calm. I think the Spanish are very good at this, at crises, despite perhaps the stereotype view of them as sort of emotional, hysterical. We were very, very good and obedient during the pandemic, and this was similar. It was like, oh, okay, well, this is what it is. And I think, you know, people were looking out for each other. People, you know, because like you said, people were stuck in lifts or people, you know, stuck in underground trains, having to make their way through the tunnel. There's a strong sense of solidarity, rather like in Ireland, actually.
Stephen, thank you very much. Stephen Bergen joining us from Barcelona. It's 8:30. This is Morning Ireland.